My name is Jesse, and I work with small businesses in the government marketplace. You're listening to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results on everything government contracting. Hello, and welcome to another episode of FedBiz 5. Today, we have our senior contract specialist, Frank Krebs, who is here to give a little insight into the world of emergency federal contracts, especially, or more particularly, FEMA. Happy to have you.
Hey, thanks, Jesse.
So we've recently seen, you know, the disaster event from Hurricane Idalia hitting Florida. And with such disasters, FEMA's role becomes really crucial. And from a business perspective, how can companies get noticed by FEMA for, you know, cleaning up the said disaster or other related contracts?
Well, hey, Jesse, that's a great question. FEMA, which most of us recognize as the Federal Emergency Management Agency, has something known as the Industry Liaison Program, or ILP. The ILP is instrumental in forging partnerships with suppliers and stakeholders. So its main role is to bridge the gap between suppliers and FEMA's program offices.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So how exactly does a company make its presence known to FEMA?
Well, first, they need to ensure that FEMA is interested in what they are selling. So your registrations need to be up to date. And make sure you include the box in your SAM registration for Disaster Response Registry. Ensure that that is being checked. Also, if you're curious about specifics, like what does FEMA buy and from whom, FedBiz Access's 2020 FEMA Annual Agency Report is a comprehensive resource, and it's available from our website, fedbizaccess.com.
So what kind of items or services is FEMA typically looking for?
Well, FEMA has a wide range, Jesse. It extends from water, hygiene kits, mobile homes to temporary labor, janitorial services, debris cleanup and removal, and even power tool purchases. Their needs are vast, especially during a declared disaster.
All right. Now, if a business wants to get involved, what's FEMA's acquisition process?
Well, Jesse, it's systematic, and it takes multiple forms. FEMA, unlike any other federal agency, awards many of their contracts in the now, as opposed to other agencies that are procuring products and services for the future. So what I mean by this is, most of the contracts that FEMA issues are of an immediate nature, right after a disaster, such as the recent hurricane, tornado, or floods. The products and services being procured are needed immediately for assistance, and these contracts are handled very quickly. FEMA identifies the need, conducts market research when applicable. Then they prepare a solicitation, and based on the urgency and dollar value, either announce the opportunity on SAM.gov or follow the simplified acquisition process. Contractors, in turn, identify these solicitations, prepare responses, submit bids. FEMA evaluates and issues awards based on their set criteria.
I've also come across terms like, what is it, micro purchase threshold and simplified acquisition threshold. Can you explain those to our audience?
Sure. The micro purchase and its threshold is about making small purchases without the need for acquiring multiple quotes. Now, typically, the federal government has this set at $10,000 for supplies, services, construction projects, etc. But this maximum increases to $20,000 during a disaster. The simplified acquisition process also has a typical threshold, which is set with a value of up to $250,000. However, this threshold is higher during declared disasters and increases to $750,000. This design, therefore, facilitates quick, efficient purchases and broadens the market for small businesses in government contracting, as only small businesses can participate in the simplified acquisitions.
Okay, very insightful. So before we wrap up, any advice for businesses trying to get in front of FEMA or similar agencies?
Well, certainly. Like in any business, it's about visibility and trust. You need to make sure that you are known to the agency and that your capabilities are in front of FEMA, the contracting officials in particular. As with all contracting officials, they prefer businesses that they are familiar with. So leveraging platforms like FedBiz Access can also streamline these processes and enhance your visibility, making the journey from registration to award considerably smoother.
Thank you so much for this valuable insight today. And folks, if you want to explore more about this topic, check us out on our website. Frank, once again, thank you for coming on, and we hope to have you on again soon.
Hey, Jesse, it's been a pleasure. And remember, working with FEMA is not just about business. It's actually about helping communities rebuild.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Once again, thank you and take it easy.
All right.
This concludes this week's episode of FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. Today's podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. Visit them at FedBizAccess.com or contact them at 888-299-4498.